Next time on Willing to Adapt.
So today we're talking about the book Matilda, but we're also talking about the 1996 adaptation Matilda.
Ronald Dahl? Dahl?
I can never tell if you're joking or if you're serious.
Okay, so I could have sworn I heard someone pronounce his name differently. His last.
It's not Ronald. There's no N in it.
Oh my goodness! I just saw that for the first time. Roald. That's the word I couldn't figure out how to pronounce. Sorry.
All right. Do you want me to give a summary for the book?
Oh, let me give it.
Oh, okay. Right,
yes, I have a summary.
Okay.
So there's this young girl with powers, and she meets this teacher or professor. And the professor recruits her to teach her how to use the powers, and then they form a superhero. Oh, wait, no, sorry. That was X-Men. Never mind. Go ahead with your summary.
But Miss Trunchbull is mean.
She's mean. She's the headmistress. She's just cruel.
Well, horribly abusive.
Horribly abused, yes. In fact, I was even uncomfortable reading
it. I was very uncomfortable reading some of Miss Honey kind of refers to Matilda in many ways almost like she's a science experiment. To me, it seemed like Miss Honey was using Matilda. Because in the book, Miss Honey doesn't explain anything about her past or anything until she finds out that Matilda has these powers.
Okay.
And so Matilda shows her, oh look, I can move things with my mind. Mm-hmm. And things like that. And it's just like, wanna have tea with me?
But yes, that's share the love of reading. And we're hoping that's what we're doing with this podcast, is encouraging our listeners to check out books.
Are you sure we're not just giving people a way to not read the books?
Probably. Some won't, but...
Why would I need to read the book? Like, I've listened to the podcast now.